Thousands of New Yorkers met at Union Square on Saturday for a lunchtime March Against Monsanto march and rally, a U.S. corporation that makes genetically modified organisms. There were speakers from Food Not Bombs, Food and Water Watch, the Safe and Healthy School Food Coalition, and Christine Siegel, a holistic health coach.
We are marching for clean food because it is our birthright. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Yeah. We are marching for the labeling of genetically modified foods because we have the right to know what is in our food. Say aye.
Aye.
We are marching for our health and the health of our fellow man, because we have a right to nutrient-dense food that nature provides. Say aye!
Aye!
We are marching for our farmers, because they have the right to plant the seeds of their choice. Aye!
Aye!
We are marching for our bees, because pollination is needed for 3/4 of global food crops. Say aye!
Aye!
The march went from Union Square to Washington Square and was one of many similar marches in 52 countries in the world, happening in 436 cities against the products of seed giant Monsanto Company. 6,000 turned out for a rally in Portland, Oregon, 800 in Orlando, Florida, 200 in Pensacola, Florida, and 80 in Birmingham, Alabama. The idea took seed from a Facebook page call to action started by Tammy Canal in February. She told the New York Daily News she was pleased when 3,000 signed up. Genetically modified plants are grown from seeds that are engineered to resist insecticides and herbicides. The companies claim they add nutritional benefits or otherwise improve crop yields and increase the global food supply. But many of these claims have been refuted. Many of the diplomatic state cables released by WikiLeaks show State Department officials actively promoting Monsanto's GMO seeds around the world. The biggest obstacle is that people don't know if GMOs are in their food. Food and Water Watch's senior organizer is Eric Weltman.
We're working to support legislation to require the labeling of GE foods. This legislation has been introduced in both the State Assembly and the State Senate. In the Assembly, the chief sponsor is Linda Rosenthal, a wonderful progressive Democrat from the Upper West Side of Manhattan. And the bill number is A3525. In the Senate, the chief sponsor is Kenneth LaValle, a Republican from Long Island. And the bill number is S3835. Passing a bill is a lengthy, fairly complex process, with the aim being winning the support of the legislature's leaders. The main way of doing this is recruiting co-sponsors for the bill. That is, having legislators, both assembly members and senators, sign as formal supporters of the bill. We are convinced, with the growing grassroots power of our movement and the overwhelming public support for GE labeling, that it will pass eventually. And once it happens in one state, the other dominoes may start to fall.
Most corn, soybean, and cotton crops grown in the United States today have been genetically modified. Critics say genetically modified organisms can lead to serious health conditions and harm the environment. The use of GMOs has been a growing issue of contention in recent years, with health advocates pushing for mandatory labeling of genetically modified products. One of those is Christine Siegel, a holistic health coach with a Facebook page called The Master Shift.
A lot of my clients that come to me when I start educating them about what's going on in our foods today, they're not aware of GMOs, they're not aware of artificial colors, they're not aware of artificial flavors, they don't know how to check labels, they're surprised it's in their food. I could tell when somebody eats GMOs because there's an overall bloating to the person. And that usually goes away as they start cutting and eliminating genetically modified foods, which is corn, soy, canola, and cotton. So it comes across as scary to them because they don't realize what they're feeding themselves and feeding their families. And once they learn, they get enraged. So it creates a totally different emotion. And I do notice a big difference when somebody comes to me initially, and as the weeks go by, as I teach them about how to eat healthy, how to read labels, about the whole history and what's going on with genetically modified foods, when they start cutting it out of their diet, there is a significant difference in the person. And it's amazing. It's very exciting for me to see and watch the change on a week-to-week basis as they cut and eliminate these foods from their diets. They have increased energy. They feel amazing. And to me, one of the most important things I like is that, is that the difference between when they start cleaning out the body, the mind starts getting clear. And they start focusing more, and they're more motivated, and they're more excited, and it just brings them alive to a place that they can't even believe that they're feeling. So it's a great thing for me as a coach to be able to see clients just sort of like butterfly, you know, right in front of my eyes. It's amazing.
Federal government and many scientists say the technology is safe. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.